Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Bonjour.
At first, I wasn't sure what kind of noise you were making. And then it became clear you were attempting to speak en français.
No parlant en anglais.
Shut up.
I don't know, man. French is a messed up language. It's a hard language. They got genders and shit. It's like Punjabi.
Yeah, it is like Punjabi. It's a masculine and feminine.
Yeah.
Feminine. In your household in Punjabi, is your vacuum cleaner a boy or a girl?
What? What do you mean?
We just call it like vacuum brother.
No, but is it like vacuum karniya or vacuum karna?
Karniya, so female.
It's
yeah.
a female.
Oh, it's a female, yeah.
I never noticed that.
Of course.
What gender is your vacuum?
It's female.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our vacuum's Claudia.
Do you know any like male vacuums?
I have a friend who says vacuum karna.
Really?
Yeah, he's not even from your side of Punjab. It's from he's from my side.
Oh.
This sounds weird.
Yeah. Sounds awkward.
Yeah. And I have fob friends. Okay. Sorry. Before I tell you what they say.
Yeah.
An SUV, is that masculine or feminine in Punjabi? Like, is it Range Rover leke aanda or Range Rover leke aandi?
Like, it's male.
It's a male.
Yeah.
These male. Guys, they refer to Range Rovers as females.
Really?
Yeah. What a Range Rover leya. Range Rover leya.
I don't know. It seems really complicated.
Yeah, okay, sure.
If Joe wrote like a sign, right?
Yeah.
To like make my, like, our mom not like walk into a room, right? And then on the sign, she like translated it into Google.
Yeah.
Right? And it wrote the Punjabi as a guy. So now her sign says, Andar na bado, main roon la parna.
Oh.
I said, roon la parni. Then I fixed it with a pen.
Yeah.
Gender pay gap.
What?
Why is that the next logical thing from masculine? Okay, well, that makes sense. Masculine, yeah. Feminine, male, female. Yeah, the next logical thing is tighten your
I'm
microphone.
Sorry. Tightening it.
We are a work in progress here.
A year and a quarter in, we're still a work in progress.
Whatever.
I think that builds culture, though. You know, like if you win a championship in your rookie season, where you know,
then it's just downhill from there.
Yeah.
Right. Like, OGN Anunoby championship in his rookie season.
Yeah.
What's happened since then?
Just went to New York and nothing.
Yeah, I got paid.
Yeah.
Whoa, big deal.
Yeah.
It builds character, not culture.
It builds both.
It builds both. It builds a winning culture while making you more persistent.
Yeah.
Hence, working on your character.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
You know, not everything's meant to come easy.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at Trump. The man got shot in the side of the head.
And?
He's trying to become president. It's not easy. You get shot if you're...
No. Trying to become president the second time.
Yeah.
It's not as easy for him as the first time.
Yeah. First time, I think it was more like a joke, though. Did anybody take him serious the first time?
I don't even think he thought he was going to win. It's like, whoa, fuck.
I think everyone
what have we
just
done?
Thought, like, oh, that's so crazy. Can you imagine if he became it? And then he became it. Because enough people actually voted for him.
Manifestation level.
Okay, so him getting shot. Did you see, like, the video of it happen?
Yeah.
Like, right? Okay, I feel like it's going to turn into, like, an SNL sketch because...
What do you mean? There's memes about it already.
Yeah, there's memes about it. But, like, okay, so...
Nah, you think like when Abe Lincoln got shot, they made memes about it?
Yeah, it was in the morning newspaper.
The
cartoonists had to work all night long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine that, sorry, back in 1800s, when there's like no meme culture. Some guy from like some like independent newspaper makes a cartoon about Abraham Lincoln getting assassinated.
Okay.
We really progressed as a society.
We really have.
No, I was gonna say, okay, so whatever, like, he gets shot and all the secret service agents, whatever, jump on him, right? And then they're building, like, a cover for him to get him into the car and safely so he can get out. And this idiot is, like, raising his hand up, like, you know, like, a fist and, like, showing, like, oh, I'm still here, I'm still strong. And, like, up above the secret service agents so they can't, like, cover him. And so, you dumbass, we're trying to, like, get you to safety. Like, sit the fuck down and leave.
He did make the, like, coolest picture ever, though.
He did.
Very cool picture.
Yeah, but it's, like, really, like...
Nah, but it reminds me of, like, the Bindi Joha quote. But, like, I'm still around.
What? I'm still around, bitch. And narrator, he wasn't around for much longer.
But like, you can just see from that action alone, like
yeah, but he can market it.
It's a marketing thing, right?
It's
not.
It's a marketing thing, but clearly, but he's okay. Not, like,
look, that's okay. So listen, I would do the same thing if I was running for president and somebody shot my ear. I'd get up and I would rally my supporters, be like, yeah, we're fucking strong, yeah.
If he falls down, he's gonna make him look like a pussy, yeah, bro.
This only helped his image in terms of his fan base. Made him look strong. Like, yeah, he can shoot me, but I'm not gonna fall down.
Yeah, but I think that's what he did was irrational. Just like get in the car and get to
safety.
Nothing
this
like,
man does is irrational.
Yeah,
he's a very smart and calculated person. Anybody with an ounce of sense would have done the same thing at that time.
Yeah,
like when people are trying to get you to safety, you should.
That was you great. Shouldn't comply. That was that was a great opportunity for him to drive up his support.
But he's gonna have all the eyes on him.
Yeah,
man.
Everybody's watching him.
Yeah. So stupid.
Yeah, people who follow you want to see that you're a strong person. The logical thing to do is, yeah, you show them that you're still yeah,
America.
Yeah. Insert eagle sounds.
There's a report that he was gonna go to UFC, but then he didn't. Because he usually goes to UFC every single time, and the crowd just like goes crazy for him.
Yeah.
But he got shot, so he didn't show up. Imagine he got shot and then he showed up.
Wow.
That would have been badass.
No, but I think if you get shot, you probably don't want to go to UFC after that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty life-altering event.
You think he's like deaf in 1 year now, or he's...
No. It just it's not like the gun blast happened beside his ear. The guy was what, a couple hundred meters away, and the bullet just grazed his ear. It didn't hit, like, you know, like his eardrum.
The first time I saw it, I thought it was like a BB gun.
That's what I thought too, because he's like...
Yeah.
It's like he was like swatting mosquitoes off his face, right? That's what I thought too.
Apparently, imagine he died though, like, shit. Would America be a better place or a worse place?
I think there would have been riots and civil war and shit.
If he died?
When he was alive, he's still alive. Him being alive, he incited riots on January 6th. January 6th. Okay? Imagine what his followers would have done because of his assassination.
They would have blamed like Biden and them. They would have been like,
yeah,
the deep state did it.
That's what they're saying. People are saying now. They're saying that the CIA were watching the opposite side where the thing guy was, and they waited until he got shot to take him out. And people were telling security and police, there's a guy up there with a gun, and nobody listened.
So the shooter is dead.
Yeah.
And he was like some 20-year-old guy.
Bless you.
Yes. Thank you.
But they said his motives are still unknown, so I guess they're investigating.
Fame?
I don't think it'd be fame.
I don't know. Maybe he's not a fan of Trump.
Like anti-Trump, yeah.
That's a pretty clear motive.
Yeah. But like, okay, do you think now the Republicans like tighten gun, like?
So I was watching a news clip today about it was a BBC news clip about this whole situation, and they were saying that the county in which it happened is a Trump country.
Oh.
Trump country basically says yes, yeah, guns, right?
Yeah.
And after this happened, some people were saying maybe we gotta take a look at gun laws now. So maybe.
Damn, bro. America, so much shit happened in America this year. You had like the bridge collapse.
When was the last, I'm not saying it should happen ever, but the last assassination attempt of a Canadian prime minister? The most I can remember is Jean Chrétien getting pied in the face.
Oh, yeah. the dude got shot outside of Ottawa once. I think that's the only thing that ever happened.
Prime minister?
No, it was like some guard or somebody got shot. Other than that, I don't think so. I don't know, man. We're not like a hateful country like that, I think. I think we're like a calm country. Like the Bush shoe, I could imagine that happening here.
Oh, yeah.
I could imagine that happening.
Apparently, somebody threw a grenade at George Bush, too. What the hell? Yeah, it just didn't go off.
Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it just didn't go off.
Damn.
Michael's husband also said this was not good.
Oh.
So honestly, Michael.
I mean, everybody said it wasn't good. Like,
wait, no, it wasn't good.
Yeah, you.
A human life is a human life.
Man, you see what like Pierre Poilievre tweeted out?
No.
The man's like, he tweeted out, you know, prayers for Trump, for good thing that he's like, I thank God that the other dude died or whatever. The dude that like shot at Trump.
Did Joe Biden make any comment?
Yeah.
He said,
did he say?
He said not good.
Bad, not good. He's like, we're going to take down all our like attack ads and stuff because they're inciting hate on him or something. Because
yeah, but people, that's what people are saying.
You gotta see what Pierre Poilievre tweeted though. Seems kind of weird to me, bro. Yeah, kind of tweaking, not gonna lie.
What did he say? While he's looking for his tweet, I had a dream that I was retiring from basketball.
Oh no.
And I pulled Klay Thompson and Steph Curry aside individually to tell them I was retiring. And I don't even
know. Were they both on the Warriors style this
time? I don't even know if this was NBA basketball.
Oh.
I think I was just saying I'm quitting basketball.
Okay.
And Steph Curry was fighting some high school kids on a high school field playground hill. And okay. I'm like, hey man, I gotta talk to you, right? He's like, what's up? I'm like, I'm leaving basketball. And he's like, I thought they were all going in. I'm like, it's more like they're not going in. I'm like, I'm done.
Was he sad?
Yeah, he was giving me words of encouragement and talking about my play style. And then I just really quickly realized that he didn't know shit about the way I played.
Wow.
He was just giving me generic moral support. He was telling me I'm good, but no, I wasn't good.
Were you friends with like Steph and this?
I don't even know how it happened.
Maybe he got word of our thing.
Did you find the thing?
Yes, I found it. I condemn in the strongest of terms the attempt... a murder of former President Trump today. That seems normal. I'm relieved he is safe. My prayers are with other innocent people harmed or killed by the heinous act. That seems same. This part seems kind of weird. I'm also happy that the suspect shooter is dead. Now, that's logical, okay? You can say
it's logical, but I would have stopped short of saying I'm happy that that
person if you're
dead.
A politician, you can't say shit like that.
Yeah. If this costs him the next election, man...
Okay, I think he has it in the bag. Like he's fighting himself now.
Yeah.
He's trying to see how much he can screw it up.
Yeah. You can't really say shit like that, though. If you if you say that enough times, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe your party will pull you out even if you win the election.
Yeah.
You gotta be politically correct.
Yeah, you do have to. But I would think so. Unless you're Donald Trump. Then political correctness is not part of your makeup.
Has there ever been a president that like survived like something like this and then didn't win the election? Because I think it was like some.
But I don't know if any of this has happened like when they were campaigning.
It happened to some like president like South America in some country. He got attempted assassinated. He survived and he won by like a landslide.
Is it because like sympathy voting? Like if you
That's what it
is. Like actually, he's probably gonna go up in the polls now.
Yeah.
So,
just hope nobody
what that shooter wanted, the exact opposite, and it's probably going to happen.
Unless it was planned by the like Trump administration, you know, just have like a ketchup packet on your ear and we'll snipe it.
Do you think he's that like crazy he would do that?
Yeah, probably.
He would.
Actually,
he would.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him.
He would?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Because he did reach up for his ear. Who knows? Maybe he had like red paint. Yeah.
Maybe he just like, fucking pressed it.
Maybe.
And the UFC like main like the main event tonight was like a women's fight, so he's maybe like I need an excuse to not make.
I'm gonna get myself shot.
Oh my god, it's a bit extreme.
He would do it though.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay, moving forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was an article on Sports Illustrated about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift spending $100,000. Per day?
Yeah, I think it's per day.
On maintaining their relationship, including like, you know, like all like travel, security and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the biggest bunch of bullcrap I've ever heard.
Why?
He can't afford it.
She can though.
$100,000 every day? Even though she's a billionaire?
That's almost like a million in a week.
Yeah.
I thought this was like a one-time thing that they had one date.
It says per day.
It says per day. The article said per day.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, it's bullshit. I mean, like,
doesn't make sense.
It's bullshit. But like,
okay.
It's just fun to talk about. He what? Definitely can't afford it.
What do you even like buy for like that much? Like, what could you be doing?
Security and like private jets, traveling and all that.
Are you traveling every day though?
Yeah, like, how you wouldn't be traveling every day. Maybe frequently, fine.
Frequently, from China?
Chinese English.
Chelsea Swift.
He only makes like what, $5 million a year?
Six, I think.
Six. That.
Yeah, it's like so. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift spend big on romance, clocking $100,000 daily. So when you say daily, it's 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
366 every 4 years. Damn, that's an expensive year when you add that extra $100,000 on the every four years.
The math isn't mathing.
Of course it's not mathing. Yeah. It's fake news. But it's just like when you start thinking about it, she's a billionaire, but like I don't think she has a billion in liquid assets.
Yeah.
Right? She's selling off mansions to pay for this guy's relationship.
Other than travel, what are you even doing, Lee? If you need that much to maintain your relationship, is your relationship even stable?
The CEO of Microsoft and all these big CEOs.
Yeah.
I think the most I saw was they spent $5 million per year
on
security. Right? If you break that down, how much is that per day?
Not as much as 100,000.
It's not. I'll tell you that much. That's 14,000 per day.
That's like a tenth.
That's a tenth, right? Even those guys.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, how much financial stress is it putting on him to be like 50-50 in this relationship that they have?
He's from the South. No, he's from Cleveland, right?
What does that have to do anything?
No, but like those dudes, you know, they're football players. They're like sloths, right? They eat fast food and shit, like fast food, you know, just chill and, you know, like be like sloths, you know? Yeah. Then he has probably act all professional in front of her and like go to big restaurants and, you know, do all that
shit. Yeah, but so that's what I'm asking financially.
Yeah, so he's probably fucked.
Right? And they're not married.
Yeah.
And if they do get married, it's going to be a pretty tight prenup. So is he headed for financial downfall?
He's gonna end up like Mike Tyson, man. Broke Mike Tyson.
But
he spent it on tigers.
No, but look.
Okay, he spent it on tigers.
Tigers and shrooms.
Yeah.
But like all this like security they need, whatever, like. Is that just for her? Is that for him?
It's not for him.
He doesn't need security, definitely not for him.
Okay. That security is definitely... He can walk down the street by himself.
He's like 6'4". He could take somebody. So then
she's probably paying for security for herself because she like it makes sense.
Like, before he met her, 95% of the world did not know who he was. The
only football fans knew who he was.
Yeah.
And he could have walked down the street by himself anywhere.
Even somebody did try to attack him, he could probably defend for himself. He's like, he's huge. He's not huge, but he's pretty big.
So I think he's just getting, like, it's not him.
No, but it's fine, it's fine.
It's her private jet. He's just kind of there.
Right.
Like,
so, so my point is, from a male perspective, do you, how does that make you feel?
What do you mean? I mean, it just seems like he's okay with it.
No, but do you got to pay for 50% or how?
Like, do you offer?
Yeah, like.
Why would you offer to pay for her security? So, she's the one who needs it.
But when it's the two of them together.
Yeah.
Like what things does he offer to buy her?
You think that's why she has so many breakups that like, you know, the guy just can't afford to like date her. It's just too much of a financial strain, so their accountant just like, you gotta end it.
You gotta end this, buddy. She's gonna suck you dry.
Yeah. Can't keep up, yeah.
Jeff, you don't have to pay for everything. She probably had a boyfriend named Jeff. I don't know. She's had a lot.
Somewhere down the line. Do you think DiCaprio makes his like 20-year-olds pay for shit?
No, see, when you're a female, you can get away with not paying.
Okay.
When you're a male, you're expected to pay.
Oh.
Some girls go on first dates and they go, oh, I'm not paying. Turntables are turning in this kind of situation.
So we got to get like more athletes with more famous women. More brokies with more famous women. To normalize it.
I think it's better to be just a broke ass dude like an accountant dating Taylor Swift because there's no expectation on you to pay for anything.
Yeah.
You cannot even do anything.
But then she probably wouldn't go for you, like
these chicks are crazy though, they'll go for anybody.
Yeah. Look at Britney Spears. She dated her backup dancer.
Yeah.
And he's living it. Now. He's just best decision he ever made. His life is set now. But yeah.
Do you think this happens in like other countries too, or it's just like an American thing?
America is the world.
Because like, I don't think, does any other country even have like a bigger woman than Taylor Swift or like at her level? Yeah, I don't think there is. Surprised they weren't at the wedding in India.
They weren't at the wedding, that's true.
But they were probably invited, maybe they just didn't
Taylor Swift was not at the wedding in India. The Kardashians were. Yeah. I can't wait for that episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah. Oh my god, that's going to be a sick episode.
I actually really liked Kim Kardashian's red outfit.
I liked it too. Nice. So did all the other uncles. So did all the other uncles. Mm, yeah. But you loved it.
Yeah, the way you went crazy for it.
But you loved it. It was a bit much for the event though. I think it was a bit much for the event. It was man, like she just had red tape across her boobs. So that's basically it.
No, it was a nice blouse.
I'm not denying that it wasn't nice. I'm just saying it was a bit much for the type of event.
Yeah, okay.
You can't wear that to like a normal wedding.
Well, yeah, you can't wear that to your relative's wedding.
Do you think they gave them like a dress code? No dress code. Like you have to like cover up or like.
I don't think there was a dress code. They're not code. Conservative I don't think like they that. Care.
They're not. She had a sex tape.
Okay.
Is she conservative like that?
No, wait. It's. For a wedding, you can't really give a dress code to like celebrities and stuff. Like, it's weird. You wouldn't be able to enforce that.
Well, if it's India, I don't know what goes on there. You gotta be conservative.
Yeah, but
you don't want your like right hand men catching cases.
It just seemed like that. Everybody was excited for this wedding except the groom himself.
Yeah, if you see, just like,
seemed like so out of it.
Yeah, like videos of like, him. Like he's like,
I'm done.
There's like memes where like, oh, when you're bored at your own wedding, yeah. Like
he's dancing like this.
I mean, he probably has friends that came.
But maybe he was over it. Like, he didn't want to do this big, like, extravagant wedding. Yeah. And his parents made him. Like, and now he's just here.
Same problems with family, right? The kids want to save money and the parents want to spend billions of dollars on the wedding.
Yeah.
Millions.
I bet you there's going to be, like, a movie made off this. Like, a dictator-style, like,
okay, but see, the thing I don't get is, like, yes, you are one of the richest families in the world.
Yeah.
Top 10, probably, right?
Yeah, probably.
And you don't know these people on a personal level.
That's true. Yeah. Right?
Some of the other executives you know on a business level.
Like Bill Gates, probably. Right?
Like
Zuckerberg.
On a professional level.
Mark, right? Give me the suck. Right? Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Whatever. But like, these celebrities, like the Kardashians and like Rihanna, right?
Yeah. Like, they probably know the Great Khali, though. The Great Khali.
Hold on. Shut up. I'm getting somewhere. Okay. No, they don't know him.
They don't know him?
They don't know him.
Okay. John Cena, they don't know John Cena.
So my point is, you don't know these people personally.
Yeah.
You're paying them to be there.
Yeah.
For what reason? Nobody's there because they actually want to be there. They're there because they received some sort of compensation to be there.
Their manager forced them.
For a paycheck,
probably. Yeah, for the right? paycheck, like, yeah. Get the bag.
Boy, what's the purpose?
To show other billionaires that look at how we're doing it right.
What, you think Bill Gates can't do that? I think if Bill Gates had this for his kid's wedding, I don't think he'd have to pay people.
He wouldn't. Yeah, everybody would go.
Everything, people would go without having to be paid. Unless you're performing, that's different.
That's different.
Kardashians didn't perform.
But do they ever perform anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine they got Kanye to come.
Oh, man. That episode of the Kardashians would have been fire.
That would have been good.
Kim and Kanye in India.
Yo, they should have just stirred up so much drama. If they could have brought in that many celebrities, the amount of drama they could have stirred up if they just bring everybody's rivals together.
Yeah.
They had the potential, but...
Yeah, they had the potential.
Just wanted to keep it civil. You think, like, the celebrities, like, know each other? Like, they're, like... The celebrities might be vibing together, though.
Yeah, right? they know each other.
Yeah.
But they don't know the Ambanis. I guarantee you, the Kardashians didn't know this family existed before the wedding.
Probably.
90%.
John Cena was invited.
I didn't see him in any of the
videos. Yeah,
he was there.
I didn't see him in any of the videos.
No, someone made a TikTok of like, why is he there?
Took you long enough there, buddy.
She still didn't get it.
I don't understand.
His whole thing is he does this across his face.
You can't see me.
Oh.
And the memes are, like, if he's hanging out with a girl, poor girl hanging out by herself.
Yeah. There's just a shirt hanging.
Yeah.
Floating shirt.
Floating shirt.
Yeah, he was there. You think he like linked up with like the Kali again and there's like
probably,
you
know, those
old memories?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, brother.
Slaps him across the chest.
They have to get an ambulance for John Cena.
Man, but
they probably spent like for all the events, like $200 million.
Probably. That's insane. It's like some Met Gala type shit, man. Or like the white party. Did you see the white party?
Yeah.
Just like that. But just, you paid for everybody to get there.
You're paying people to hang out with you. Like,
they're kind of sad, man.
That is kind of sad.
I don't know. Maybe it's cool in India.
And I saw a video of Ambani's wife taking Kim by the hand and introducing her to people. Why?
Yeah, why?
Like, you paid her.
That's not like that's your sister-in-law. And like, go here. Like, let me
introduce you.
Yeah.
Kardashian, yeah. Kim, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what she was acting like, yeah.
Nah, but you think the Bollywood actors got paid to, or they were just forced to go there? Because, like,
it's not a dictatorship, like.
No?
I mean, might be. They do kind of run the country.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. They probably got paid. He gave out $300,000 watches to, like, Shah Rukh Khan and other, like, his friends and, like, other Bollywood actors. So,
but like, okay, so the whole idea of like paying people to come to your wedding, like, it's so like,
it's to show
off. It's tacky.
Off.
Like, it's weird.
Thank you for getting off the phone long enough to finally catch up to our conversation.
What do you mean?
We talked about this part 5 minutes ago.
You're fine.
Put your phone away. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, you were saying?
You think, how long do you think it'll take us to get like big enough to like get paid to go to somebody's wedding? Would we even accept the offer if same scenario, that wedding, if we get offered, do we accept it?
Yeah. Fuck, I'm there, buddy. I'm there.
Really? I don't know. I'd be scared about my safety, bro.
Why?
Because, like, India, what if I get touched up by a baby?
Yo. Shut up, man.
You're at the wrong party. You're at the wrong party. You go to India, we lose Roger.
America has no equivalent to this. No other country has an equivalent to this.
No one does this.
It's like the first time in history.
Yeah, it seems like it.
You think they tried to get Trump there?
I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised. They probably sent out an invitation. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be election. I'm very busy.
I was surprised Snoop wasn't there, because Snoop just
fucking... He's usually at every event.
Yeah.
Right?
He's the first guy off the plane.
Drake wasn't there.
Drake wasn't there. Was there any, other than Rihanna, was there any person of color there? Or?
Rihanna wasn't at the wedding, no.
Okay, so, oh shit.
I don't think so.
So you think, like, it's like racially motivated?
Well, Kardashians aren't white.
What, do you think they know that?
That's a good point.
Them, they probably think they're white.
That's a good point.
So is it racially motivated? I don't know, man. I saw this thing on Instagram. It was like some, like, you've probably seen this guy. He's like, I don't, he's not trans. What is he? He's gay.
Okay.
He's like on his Instagram, on his story, he's like, boycott the Ambani wedding. There wasn't enough, like, LGBTQ representation.
I'm sure the Costa were outside waiting to get in. They just didn't get them on camera, okay? I guarantee you they were outside. I bet my current...
Yeah, but like, that's the whole point. They weren't invited, huh? Like...
But you can't say that they weren't there. They were there.
They were there, but they were invited. That's the whole point that he's trying to make, is that.
But I'm sure
wasn't
there have to be some sort of like influencers who are LGBTQ who were invited. There have to be.
Yeah, but the person was saying there's not enough representation, so not enough were invited.
This is a wedding, man. What do you think this is, bro?
Well, it's supposed to be a wedding, but like, since they're paying guests, they're turning it into something else. Like, they're making it like this whole like production,
like a clan meeting.
Illuminati meeting.
There you go.
There you go.
But Diljit wasn't there. What does that mean?
Speaking of Diljit, it seems like everybody and their grandmother was at the show last night.
Honestly, man.
I bet you it's going to be a stat like in 5 years saying, in 2024, one out of every four people in Brampton were at the Diljit concert.
We should have gone.
That's 50. I think this attendance was near 50,000.
That's impressive.
It is. Crazy. The Rogers Center, he sold it out, I think.
Yeah.
Or near close sold it out, I don't know.
That's very pretty impressive. Awesome.
Yeah.
That is very impressive.
Yeah. We'll go to the next one.
Sure. Are concerts worth it, though?
I've been to one concert in my life.
Yeah.
And that, too, was the Diljit concert.
Yeah.
When he was selling out much smaller stadiums.
Yeah.
Like this Powerade Center in Brampton.
Yeah.
Tickets were like $75. Yeah. We had good seats. And it was overwhelmingly student-y.
Oh, really? How long ago was this?
9 years ago.
Okay. Damn, that student 9 years ago?
It wasn't as bad.
Okay.
But they were fobs. And it was, like, this is a pretty much, it was close to before it got really bad.
Yeah.
I didn't have a good time.
Oh, really?
My experience was kind of ruined because of like the fob activities.
Did you go with your parents?
No, my sister.
Oh.
According to my dad, like, the old singers of the past, their Hikon, their thing, they never had machines. Those were the real concerts. Yeah, the band.
Hik.
Yeah, the Hik.
What is that?
Hik is chest.
Oh.
What is Hik?
You want a demonstration?
It's like, you know when Suri Bandirkego, like sings a one note for like
a long time.
Minute in one breath? That's a Hik.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think of a white singer who does a Hik.
Isn't that just like opera singers?
Maybe some...
Opera. Yeah. When they hold that one note for however long.
Like Adele.
Yeah.
Well, she's not opera.
Bendrechia like apparently had a Guinness World Record for longest Hik.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, according to my dad, those were the singers that you want to pay to watch. The Ranjit Bawas of the world. The folk music that they don't have all these machines and shit. They're just straight up vocals.
But it was just too expensive, man. I just didn't...
It was like $500, I think.
It was too expensive.
But this was probably his biggest concert. Has he done one? Maybe in India, but like north of... No,
this might be the biggest.
Yeah.
This might be the biggest.
Hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Good for him, man. Very impressive.
I don't think Vancouver even has like a venue that, as big as the Rogers Center. They do?
That's where the BC Lions play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that was sold out too.
Maybe they could maybe rival it. I don't think anybody has.
Winnipeg?
Winnipeg doesn't have like a building taller than four stories, I heard.
No, they do. Six.
Six. So this is a parking garage?
They build a parking garage taller than the building.
Yeah.
We'll go to the next one.
We'll get an interview with him.
There you go.
We'll get media passes.
Oh, man. You're thinking of everything.
Messages manager.
Again? Again. I don't want to annoy the guy. He knows we exist.
Ah.
So this episode, we'll also name after Diljit and tag him.
Sure.
Now, we're going back to the wedding, right? Do you think... Imagine you call these rich, like all these like famous people from America. Then you leave out like one of your rishtedars. Like, shit. Could you imagine that?
That'd be so awkward.
Wow. They invited the Kardashians, but they couldn't invite us?
Yeah.
Wow. But the fact that it was in India, it just like ruins the experience for me.
Yeah.
I just think like outside the venue, it's like dogs and mud.
You know, honestly, it might have been cheaper for them to do it in America.
Maybe.
Maybe they wouldn't get tax breaks probably and that shit.
They wouldn't have had to fly everybody out.
That's like, also true. I mean,
that far.
Yeah.
Within America, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Well, the G is supposed to be at the actual wedding tour. No.
Probably. They probably invited him, but he's like, nah, I'm performing in Toronto, setting world records for attendance and shit.
So,
trailblazing for the Punjabi community.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The Illuminati.
You and your mom's friend was at the concert.
Who's my mom's friend?
Karen Deep Masi.
Oh.
Is it a Masi or is it a friend?
Oh, Masi. She's like a friend Masi.
My mom's Jachi, but they went to school together, so I
call her Masi. She's her Jachi. They're related?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I thought she was friends.
No, they're related. She's my mom's Jachi.
Okay.
Yeah, but they went to school together, so like similar in age. I've been calling her Masi.
Anyways, okay. Let's get into the PR topic.
Yes.
Permanent residency.
Her wonders topic.
Oh.
No, that wasn't mine.
Oh.
The PR one was based on her cousin. Okay. All right. So speaking of... Okay, I did that part out. Okay. Speaking of weddings.
So, sorry.
You're ruining the segue. Sorry, no, shut up.
Sorry. I called my neighbor.
Yeah.
My neighbor, the mechanic. He didn't pick up.
Oh.
And then he called me back.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up.
Oh, shit.
He just texted me saying, you called.
Oh.
And the auto-suggested replies are, not yet. Yes, I did. Lastly, no, why? Which one do I send?
I did.
Don't mean that. It's too vague.
Go on.
Nice.
All right. Speaking of weddings.
Yes.
Our cousin, she's been here for like 7, 6, 8 years.
I think 6 or 7. 6 years.
Yeah, so she's like, she needs to get married, right? As like brown people do. And our parents were like...
it's a very strong need, yes.
Yeah.
Within the brown community.
Yes. So nice. Our like parents and our mossy were like showing her like a boy or something. He's like, he has like PR or something, right? And her response to this boy was, well, like to our parents was, he has PR. I don't want to like marry him because then he could hold that over my head. I don't want my struggle to get my PR. I want to get it myself. I don't want to marry.
Wait, just she doesn't have PR yet?
No.
How close is she to being sent back to India? Because from the sounds of it, not close enough.
We don't know, but I think she graduated school and I don't know what happened.
No, but the thing is, if you're desperate, then this doesn't cross your mind.
Yeah.
Then you say, yes.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
But if you have some time, then say, yeah.
No, but she has a point. Like, you don't want to just get, like, you get married for the sake of PR and then someone holds that PR over your head.
What kind of dumbass would do that, like?
Yeah, what kind of dumbass
would do that? Dumbasses exist.
There are dumbasses like that out there. Dumbasses exist, don't get me wrong.
People will hold over things over your head that are much smaller than getting you a PR.
So then, I think she has a point, because then she's just forced to, like...
Yeah, but why not
at least... do things because of the PR, like, it's just not...
Why not at least, like, meet the guy, see how he is, message him, why just, like, you know, just off the brim to, like, no, he's gonna hold it over my head, I can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair.
That's a very limited way of thinking.
Yeah.
She could still meet him and have a conversation.
Yeah, people do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're just ruling it out right off the bat, then it's a little short-sighted.
But, yeah, maybe she does want to just wait till she gets her PR if she is close. And then she can look to get married like that. I think that's fine,
too. Do people still get PR? Is that still a thing? Or did they just...
They do, yeah.
How do you think they continue living in Canada?
Migrants.
They do. It just takes a very long time now.
She's been here for like 7, 8 years.
You know the good old days when immigration was hard.
Harper days. Even Harper's at the wedding. Stephen Harper.
He was at the Ambani wedding?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Really?
Yeah, he was. I don't know, that's what my mom said.
Okay, don't believe that, man. I doubt she even recognizes Stephen Harper.
But on the flip side, shouldn't the guy have the concern of, like, what if she's just marrying me for my PR?
Yeah, that's also like, valid.
That's also valid.
That's also valid.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people do that these days.
That's a tale as old as time. But in her case, that's less likely to happen because she's already in Canada.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
That's more so a concern when you're bringing somebody to Canada from India for the first time. So did you find Stephen Harper at the wedding?
No, I don't think he was.
Okay, I don't think he was invited.
Yeah. Sucks to be those people. It's PR situation.
Rajvir, would you marry a girl from India who's looking for a PR?
No.
No, bro.
No.
What do you think I am, bro?
You would not.
I know I look very brown, but like...
That, she wouldn't let it happen, basically.
I'm not going to let that happen. That's
no, I'm like, you don't know how brown I am? We went on a walk, right? We were crossing like a BB, right? As we crossed it, she put like a tunni over her head.
Damn.
That's how brown we are.
Damn. For people in the audience who do not understand that reference, in Indian culture, it's considered disrespectful for women to have their hair or head uncovered around men.
Hmm.
Particularly men who look like uncles. So the fact that this old lady felt the need to cover her head when Rajvir, who at 18 years old looks a lot older, yeah, that's saying something.
You just gotta tame your beard. If you tame your beard, you'll be fine. Do something with your beard, man.
I don't know, man. The old look looks cool.
Huh?
No.
I feel like, you know,
no, your beard looks fine. Just like...
Tame it.
Grow taller.
That's not the solution.
If a bird flew out of your beard one day, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, man, I don't have the time to do all that. Like,
you're free. You have nothing but
okay,
time.
Okay, for something...
Your
for...
mustache going over your lips into your mouth, does that bother you?
No.
Mine bothers me, and I trim mine.
It won't move.
Trim it.
No, it's fine.
Cut it.
Yeah.
Anyways, where were we? Yeah, I want to marry someone with like that. I don't know. Maybe, okay. Maybe if they're no proper English... And like, you know, maybe there's some...
Dude, I'm not letting you marry a person
yeah.
from India, okay?
You are not allowed
to. You're
not
allowed to marry yeah. a person.
Don't do
I'm
that
just
to
saying
yourself.
If they know proper English...
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No?
Irrelevant.
Okay.
The difference is night and day.
Really?
Chandigarh is not Brampton. No matter how much it tries.
You can't do that. You need someone who knows...
My friend messaged me, said, yo, can you do me a favor? I wrote, what? He said, I'm trying to buy a new harmonium with a custom back plate.
He's trying to what?
The types of favors he gets are just very in tune
Wait,
with his character.
He's trying to what?
Just very in tune. He's trying to buy, his friend is trying to buy a harmonium. Oh my god.
Oh. I don't even know how to play a harmonium, man.
That's the look you give off.
What is a harmonium?
Oh my god.
I'm so confused.
We should have one. You know the thing that the Bobby play at the Godwara? That's a harmonium.
Oh, that thing.
The portable air piano.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Why is your friend trying to buy this?
Because he looks like he has hookups.
I do. I know who sells them.
There you go.
Besides the fact.
All right, moving on to her wondrous topic that she's so...
She's been waiting ever so gracefully for us to cover.
Oh, not really. I didn't actually do much research into the topic, so
I'm she's just... pretty much just opened a random page in her textbook and
I
said
didn't.
This
one. That's not even in my textbook. Okay,
so the topic
Glenn
is,
took her textbook.
Yeah. So the topic is the shift in society from workaholic culture to more flexible ways of working.
Yeah, okay, so back in the day, right?
Look at her go, look at that.
Wow.
Look at that passion.
Look at the segue, back in the day.
Back in the day, like, workaholic culture really dominated, right? It was all about, like, working crazy hours, long hours, putting in overtime, and that was the norm. And it wasn't just, like, encouraged and expected, but people also, like, liked it. Like, if you were someone who was a workaholic, it was seen, like, as a good thing. Like, oh, look how hard so-and-so works, right? Would you agree with that?
Like, the singer, who's the singer that sang the song, work, 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 work?
Rihanna?
Yeah, like that kind of attitude.
That's not what she was thinking about. She wasn't even singing about work. You don't get the song.
You gotta read between the lines.
Right? Would you agree that, like, that was
yes,
the...
Yes, I agree.
Right? And now, like, in the past, like, decade or so, like, it's been... There's been a shift now in culture of, like, it's actually frowned upon if you are a workaholic because it's seen as actually being bad. And the shift is more towards like having more work-life balance, having more time for yourself, focusing on your personal well-being, putting that first and putting work second, which has been a positive shift, I would say. But I still feel like brown parents don't see it that way. Like they don't understand like well-being and wellness and they're stuck in like that workaholic culture from like decades ago.
I agree
as well.
Yeah,
so as an HR, how are you dismantling this?
I'm not dismantling.
Are you actively being an activist against it?
No, she, like, okay, I agree with you, but it's also dependent on their situations. Some people just can't afford to take that time off.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not saying they themselves should do work-life balance if they have a need to like work a lot of hours and they need that to provide for their families. Yeah, definitely do that. I'm talking about their expectations of their children.
They don't know any better. It's like I was saying this morning about myself, my own personal thinking.
Yeah.
I only understand and appreciate things based on my...
perspective.
My perspective, right?
Which is natural.
Yeah.
So
their perspective is, if you're not working, if you're lounging even for 5 minutes, you're seen as a disappointment and a fuck up, right?
Because that's so messed up, though.
Well, I agree, but that's just how they were expected to work. But so like, they think that if you're doing that, then you're a giant failure in life.
But then, like,
shouldn't it's not their fault. That's just how.
Yeah, I get it. Like, that's how they were raised. But like, why don't they have a self-awareness to understand that? Like, because I feel like we have a self-awareness to understand that. Like,
it's, you have to. I think you have to have time for being self-aware.
Yeah.
And what, they don't have time to rationalize.
Some people don't. Some people, it's just work, pay bills, eat, sleep, work, pay bills, eat, sleep.
Yeah.
You got to take the time out to sit or in your commute and maybe think about that kind of stuff. Maybe some people do think about that kind of stuff when they're driving to work. Yeah. But they feel that if they take their foot off the gas even for a bit, everything's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Right? It's their fear.
That's true. Also, for some people, like, being a workaholic becomes like their personality, and then they don't know who they are outside of work.
Our moms.
So, not outside. Our moms don't know who they are outside of cleaning the house excessively.
Same things. It's a similar concept.
Do you think this applies to like blue collar workers versus white collar workers?
I think more of a blue collar.
Blue collar.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah, I would agree.
Because white collar people, they do. They work a lot.
Yeah, but they have balance. Like,
they also have luxuries.
Yeah. Benefits.
Benefits.
Yeah.
And I don't mean just like work provided benefits. I mean like the benefits of having money.
Yeah.
I don't work as hard as my parents.
Because like, you don't need to work as hard. There's also like working smarter.
Yeah.
Putting in less effort and still making the same amount of money. Like, that's very possible in today's world.
A lot of people are just afraid.
Yeah.
So they don't take the risk.
Like, you know, our parents generally, they would never like take time off work to start a, like, do a startup or start something of their own. They wouldn't do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Whereas we'd be like, you know, if I have my own project, I would take time off of work for that.
I think the risk is too high for them because they want the money. The other thing
is, which makes it possible for us to take time off and focus on our projects, is because we live in their houses.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
But thing is, if they were raised in this country, with the prices that like were there in like the 90s and shit, they could have taken time off work in that situation.
But the thing is, then I want to use an example of your Taya.
Yeah.
He came to Canada at what age?
18, 16, 18.
Yeah, he could have been anything.
Yeah.
He just didn't go down that path.
Yeah, he just became taxi driver.
I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying for whatever reason, he found a lane, he stuck with it, and that's his life now.
Yeah.
Right? So even if people grow up in that time frame, you have to still walk down that path.
Yeah.
And I think with my dad's work ethic, even your parents' work ethic,
yeah,
if they had started businesses of their own, they could have done anything. I think they would have succeeded just because of their work ethic.
But I think they needed the security of a paycheck, like,
which is the reason why they weren't comfortable taking risks.
Yeah.
What about you think, like, you know how like England is like a generation ahead of us?
Yeah.
Right? Do you think they're like people like our parents' age had businesses and shit?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think
those
so.
People, those, yeah, oh, yeah, they're much more. See, Brampton is moving back, further back. I'm not even joking. Okay. I'm not saying this as a joke.
Yeah.
Day by day, Brampton is regressing. And whereas people in England have been there for a lot longer, even people in BC.
Yeah.
Right?
They're progressing.
Like, for example, I saw a guy, I forgot what his name was, Randy Singh or something. He works for an F1 team.
Damn.
Right? I understand there's nothing like that here, but we have like sports leagues here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many do we see brown people working in like those positions?
No.
No.
I mean, you could argue NAF party up, I think.
He's not working for them.
Yeah, that's
fine. I'm not saying we don't have successful people here. It's just,
I think it's also like really expensive here, right? Even BC, like Canada as a whole, like you go to the States, a lot of brown people have businesses in the States too. Gas stations and trucking companies.
That's what we have here.
7-Elevens.
Yeah. Convenience stores, trucking companies, farms, convenience stores. That's basically what we have here.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think caused, like, the death of the workaholic culture or, like, the shift?
People just got tired.
People got tired, man.
Yeah, it's like, not sustainable.
They saw their parents and they're like, we don't know fucking do
it. It's probably also, like, the generation, as the younger generations enter the workforce, they just don't want to work like that. And they don't want to, like, be in the positions that their parents were in. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, let me give you an example, bro. You know the kid that was massaging you?
Oh, yes.
What?
That kid.
Massage my shoulders at the baby shower.
Yeah.
All right. You know that kid, right? He was at the pot, right? You know the day that you guys came here that I went back there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that day he was there. He was standing next to me. We're eating langur together and he's just like, I'm like, yo, what do you want to do when you grow up, right? He's like, I want to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's really good. What do you want? What do you like? What do you want to be an entrepreneur in? He's like, I don't know. I don't want to be an entrepreneur. So I think people want
to... That's the type of thing that got me fucked up. Because I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Oh, really?
Oh. If I just... I
you got to meet him.
I wish when I was younger,
yeah,
I had smaller dreams.
No. Oh.
Probably would be much happier right now.
So I think a lot of, like, the kids coming up, they want their own shit. They don't
want to
work.
He wants to be an entrepreneur because of shit he sees on Instagram.
Like Tate, yeah, and stuff?
Yeah, like financial, yeah, freedom.
Because I'm sure that kid has a phone, for sure.
Probably, yeah.
That kid has no parental controls on his phone.
Definitely, yeah.
He's on Instagram.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's seeing these people showing off their lifestyles.
The Lamborghinis, yes, Rolexes.
For that reason, he wants to be an entrepreneur. He didn't get that from his parents.
No, yeah, definitely not.
That kid might be an entrepreneur. At this time, if I had to put my money on a kid who's going to be a successful entrepreneur, I would bet on him.
No, man. I think...
No.
No?
He's not going to...
He lacks, like...
Common sense.
Yes. Yeah.
He's 12.
Thank you. He's in grade 8, man.
He's not 12.
13.
14.
Grade 8 is 13.
What grade? Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Maybe you failed. I don't know.
No.
Yes.
Grade 8, you're 13.
Yes, you're 13.
Are you 14?
6 is grade 1. 6 plus...
Dude, I was 13 in grade grade 8. I never failed.
Okay, yeah, that's probably 13.
Okay. So, math isn't math.
Okay, but when you're 13, I think I was smarter when I was 13.
Okay, listen, that kid's not dumb.
No?
He's not dumb.
Okay. He does stupid shit, though.
He does stupid shit. He's not a dumb kid. He's a very, very intelligent kid.
Okay.
He's not, you know, he's not dumb. He just does stupid shit.
Yeah, he does stupid shit because he has no, like, it's like consequences don't register, you know? Like,
he's a psychopath.
You see, that's what you need to be a risk taker.
That yeah, that's
okay,
true.
To a certain extent, sure.
I'm sure as he grows up, he's going to realize defrauding people out of their hard-earned money is not the right way to do business. I'm sure he'll pick that up. He's 13, yeah, at the moment.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I don't know, man. I thought he'd be like a warehouse worker.
No.
No? Or like a crack dealer.
That's possible. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, it is entrepreneur.
It is entrepreneurial. But no, I think he's a bright kid.
So,
man, if I had the confidence he has at 13 to go to random people and massage your shoulders, who I don't know.
He's very outgoing, yeah.
He's very outgoing.
He is outgoing.
That's a very good trait for being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
He gave my dad a hug. He's never met my dad.
Gave your dad a hug?
At Montreal Jussie's bot.
Yeah.
He came up to me. He's like, yo, remember me? I'm like, yeah. So I heard your back hurts. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, who told you? Don't worry about it. I have a network.
Oh, I told. He was sitting next to me. That's like, yeah.
And
sitting on the girl's side?
The longer hall.
Oh, longer.
And then he gave me a hug, and then he gave my dad a hug.
Damn.
Would you at 13 go hug a random uncle you've never met?
Me at 5, but not at 13.
No. Yeah. Yeah, so.
We have another kid like that. He's in grade 3. He would do that.
I wouldn't even do that at 13. I mean, at 3. I mean, grade 3.
Grade 3.
8 years old. But yeah, so if I had to...
You think our children would they switch back to workaholics, or would they, like, stay like us and kind of...
I don't think they should... I think it's a society shift, so I don't think, like, society's going to go back into workaholic culture. I think, if anything, it's going to go further into more flexible ways of working and having even more balance. Because that's what we're seeing, the shift in, like, the HR landscape, people jump jobs. A lot of people are on a lot of contract roles because people want more flexibility in their lifestyle. People do more freelance work now, which gives them that flexibility.
Damn, bro, you're having flashbacks to work. Yeah, because HR, now you're talking about HR.
All I think about is work.
Okay. This is just all blending into all one. Yeah. There's amalgamation of HRing.
Exactly. All right, anything else?
Roger?
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
If you need a harmonium, link up with Longia Music House.
We're not putting up people's address.
It's a store, though.
Huh?
Oh, it's a store.
It's a store?
It's in his house. It's like in his garage.
Oh, okay.
It's on Google Maps. You can find it.
It's a legit business.
It's a legit business. Final words are, don't work too hard or you'll get shot like Donald Trump. Stay within your limits. Keep dreaming. Work hard. God bless America.
So what he's saying is, give up being ambitious.
And just become what? Irrational?
Irrational?
You mean rational.
Sure.
Rational keeps you small.
Okay, anyways, on that note, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thank you.